And welcome to the National Radio Club DX Audio Service for September 1992. I'll give you a couple guesses where I'm at right now. Okay, do you hear my friends there having dinner? Kind of sounds like the convention banquet, huh? I'm in North Dakota right now. Actually, I'm specifically in Drake, North Dakota, at the farm of Al and Sandy Sherlock, which is located, I would say approximately 60 miles to the east of the city of Minot, North Dakota. And I'm out here vacationing and conducting a little business on the way back, and thought we'd stop by and see my sister-in-law here in North Dakota and visit their farm. So I'm going to spend some time here looking around and having a good time, taking it easy and putting my feet up here a little bit later. So let's swing it right over to Jerry Starr with a look at the AM switch column. Gentlemen, you want to continue eating here?
Thanks, Fred. Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with AM Switch, right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Got a reference number of 286, and we start with call letter changes. On 730 WVIC, East Lansing, Michigan becomes WVFN. On 850, KTAC, Tacoma, Washington, changing to KMTT. 900 WKAJ, Saratoga Springs, New York becomes WBGG. On 1110, KXSA, Dermont, Arkansas, becoming KGPL. On 1260, WVLC, in Lake City, South Carolina, changing to WRIP. We have two changes on 1290, KLVS, Lake Oswego, Oregon, becomes KPHP. Also on 1290, WCOW, in Sparta, Wisconsin, changing to WKLJ. Two changes on 1300, WFXN, Goldsboro, North Carolina, changing to WSSG, and WKAZ, St. Alban, West Virginia, becoming WCOZ. On 1330, WYWR, Camel, Ohio, becomes WZKC. 1360, WBNK, Binghamton, New York, brings back an old Binghamton call, WKOP. Couple changes on 1400, WIKY, Evanston, Indiana, changing to WJPS, and WAMQ, Loretto, Pennsylvania, becoming WJRV. On 1460, WFYV, Jacksonville, Florida, changes to WZZN. 1480, KMMZ, San Antonio, Texas, becomes KCHL. On 1530, WEHN, Northeast Pennsylvania, and that call is not that old. They are now changing to WFLP. 1560, WCDN, Charton, Ohio, changes to WATJ. And finally, on 1570, WOBS, New Albany, Indiana, just across the Ohio River from Louisville, Kentucky, they change to WZCC. There were no applications or grants for new AM stations. However, several applications from existing facilities are of interest. On 550, WASG, Atmore, Alabama, becomes the latest regional frequency station to apply for more than the traditional 5,000 watts, which was the former limit on these frequencies until the recent North America Broadcast Treaty changed all that. These stations now are allowed up to 50 kilowatts on the regional frequencies, if they can show by engineering studies that they will not cause any undue interference to other stations which share that or adjacent frequencies. It is our opinion that there won't be many stations that will fall into that category, but several have already applied for power increases, and we're sure more will down the line. As we mentioned, 550 WASG Atmore, Alabama becomes one of the latest. They're applying to raise their day power to 25 kilowatts. And on 1460, KENO in Las Vegas, Nevada, would like to raise their day power to 30 kilowatts under the same agreement. One other thing of interest under applications from existing facilities on 1160 WMVI, Mechanicville, New York. Several years ago, they applied to change their city of license to Clifton Knowles, New York. That was turned down. They have applied for that move once again. Under grants to existing facilities, we find that on 1060 KFIT, Lockhart, Texas, will be changing their city of license to Sunset Valley, Texas. And on 1200 KTCD, Eureka, California, this is a new station that we don't believe is on the air yet, but when they do come on, their city of license will be instead Cottonwood, California. Now let's take a look at our otherness column. On 590 WWLX, Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, this silent station is now back on the air. On 650 KUUY, Orchard Valley, Wyoming, their application to change their city of license to Cheyenne, Wyoming, has been dismissed, so they're going to stay in Orchard Valley. On 880 KWIP, Dallas, Oregon, this silent station has returned to the air. 890 KPTO, Citrus Heights, California, their application to change city of license to Slough House, California, has been dismissed, so they stay in Citrus Heights. On 910 CKLY, Lindsay, Ontario, is silent. 1260 WBBK, Blakely, Georgia, is silent. 1270 WVKY, Louisa, Kentucky, you heard on the audio service last month. This is just to make it official in our column here, although we don't need to do that. It's already been on the air for a while, but this silent station has returned to the air, relaying WPKE. 1320 WAGF, Dothan, Alabama, the FCC recently issued a show cause order looking toward revoking the license of this station, which has been silent for a number of years, but now a new owner has come forward, so this one may have been saved in the final round. We'll have more on that next month. Also on 1320 WFRK, Coleman, Florida, another station that has been silent for years. No white knight showed up here. The license has been canceled, and the call letters have been deleted. 1420 KSES, Yucca Valley, California, is silent. 1440 KPUR, Amarillo, Texas, is silent. 1450 CHCL, Medley, Alberta, this station is silent. It was a 40-watt station at a Canadian military base called Cold Lake, so if you've noticed, there is less interference on 1450 now. Of course, that's the reason. On 1460 WBPA, Elkhorn City, Kentucky, this silent station is also back on the air, relaying programming from Pikeville, as is WVKY. On 1500 WSMX, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, this station is believed to be silent. Their phone number now gets an answering machine at an advertising agency, so if there is someone in that area who can monitor for sure, let us know if, in fact, WSMX is off the air. On 1510 WPSC, Pageland, South Carolina, after repeated attempts to contact the licensee of this station, which has been silent since September of 89, the FCC has revoked this license, and the call letters have been deleted. 1520 WHRF, Bel Air, Maryland, this silent station has now returned to the air. On 1550 WORI, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, at the request of the owner, this license has been canceled and the call letters have been deleted. The station has been silent for a number of years. And finally, on 1550 WVAB, Virginia Beach, Virginia, another silent station that has returned to the air. Right now, it's time to go traveling around this wonderful country of ours, listening to AM stations on, let's see, probably 980, maybe? Here's John Bowker.
And now, from Burlington, Washington, your travelogue on the road in the wet Northwest. At least this week, it's been kind of raining a little bit. We're just to the leeward of Puget Sound and about 15 miles due east of the city of Victoria in British Columbia. So thanks very much, Jerry. Oh, hey, Jerry, by the way, real good luck in Albuquerque at the International Balloon Festival in a few weeks. Maybe next year Linda and I can get together with you two in Albuquerque so you can give us a ride in your balloon. We'd look forward to that very much. Well, let's see. This is John Bowker, if I didn't say that. And today, I'm going to play for you some recordings of station breaks of stations operating at 980 on the dial. Recordings made over the past 20 years, as a matter of fact, as we are members of the DX Audio Service have made these recordings as we passed near stations in our travels. Five of the IDs you'll hear have been made since May 1st this year, and that's about 10% of the total, as a matter of fact, of the stations operating at 980 on the dial. I count 52 such stations, incidentally. And as we look through the logbooks here, I see that 20 are daytime only. That's kind of interesting, because if you come to Omaha, we're going to be talking about the new FCC rules and how they're going to be taking steps to eliminate daytime-only stations one by one over a period of time. And let's see, 980 on the dial. 26 of these stations now in operation are using less than the familiar 5,000-watt maximum allowable power for regional channels, of which 980 is a regional channel. So let's hop onto our electronic conveyance, as it were, and head up to eastern Massachusetts to hear a few seconds from one of the oldest call signs in the United States, WCAP, in Lowell, Massachusetts. That's right. And this will be for the September 1992 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Right here at Greater Lowell's number one news voice, AM 98. WCAP. It's 9 o'clock. WCAP News. Good morning. I'm Brian Lee.
Yes, indeed. WCAP was one of those several stations that operated at one time under the Department of Commerce licenses, back in the early 20s, 1920 perhaps, and they used to charge for using their facilities for relaying messages, and then slowly they broke away from that into what you hear now, a modern, bright, shiny radio station. Let's go south in New England now, down into Connecticut, right along the shore, right along I-95. It would be. And this is one of the two longest IDs I have in the entire collection.
WSUB, Happy Day Radio in Groton. The time is 1:30, time for news in brief.
And that fellow never did introduce himself, but his first item had to do with Senator Muskie joining the other presidential candidates in a debate. So that dates it pretty well. Let's go across, as we do each month at this time, jump the Hudson River, get up into the Tri-Cities area, the capital district of Albany, Troy, and Schenectady, for 980 on your dial.
Marty, Brandon, Isaac, Hitch, WTIY, Troy, Albany.
Okay, so I listed the Tri-Cities in the wrong order. Well, it depends upon where you start from, I guess. In fact, this next one, we go down into eastern Pennsylvania, where there are five cities grouped right together, and this ID only mentions one of them. It doesn't have to mention the others, not when you live in Wilkes-Barre.
Oh, boy, 7 o'clock, WIOK Wilkes-Barre, the Northeast Music Authority.
And then in the western part of the state, just south of Pittsburgh, a cute little town on the Monongahela.
WESA, AM and FM, Charteroy, Manesson, 98 ESA.
While we move out of Yankee country now, down into the District of Columbia, just a brief story on this next one at Washington, D.C. at 980 on the dial. Back in the early 1920s and right up until about 1980 or so, WRC was the main Radio Corporation of America, or RCA if you prefer, station down there. It was the NBC anchor in Washington. And then when the television station came along, of course, it started to outstrip the profits of the radio station, as you can imagine. And so it was decided at the time that GE purchased RCA back in 1987 that they would divest themselves of the radio stations, both AM and FM. And that meant that the WRC call letters had to disappear, except for the television station that GE decided to keep. Anyway, question was, how do we get WWRC, because it was assigned to a station in Lawrenceville, New Jersey? Well, it turns out I was the technical director of WWRC, and I was the one handling call letters for NBC at that time. So I went to my good friends at Lawrence and Ryder College, actually. And it didn't take too much to wheel and deal and provide them with some nice RCA equipment, and they gave up their WWRC call letters. They're now WRRC for those of you in the FM business. And WWRC was assigned to Washington's 980 AM station and the new owners. Here's the way it sounds today.
The station of the stars, WRC, Washington. It's 11 o'clock.
A gray day in store for the Washington area today, and cool as well. Temperatures around the 60-degree mark. I'm Jack Sheehan.
And last time I heard them, which was about 2 years ago, they were all news and talk, and that's fine. Okay, let's see. Before we go down the Atlantic coast, let's just make one westerly saunt into West Virginia. Here's one that Mark Strickert picked up for us about 3 years ago in West Virginia.
Country music at its finest on WHAW in Weston.
Needless to say, that was recorded from some distance from Wilton, West Virginia. But thanks, Mark, very much. Okay, let's go back into the main part of Virginia, and we'll go back to, I think, the oldest ID we have from the collection this month to play for you. I'm not sure. This is back when we were keeping only the ID, nothing surrounding the ID. So I don't apologize, I just explain.
WMEK, Chase City, Virginia, your ABC voice, serving South Central Virginia and Northern North Carolina from studios in downtown Chase City.
So we've learned things in the past 20 years about how to keep these collections a little more sensible and fun. Okay, let's... a moment ago I said Wilton, West Virginia. I meant Weston, West Virginia. I know very well. It's right near Buckhannon. It's just off I-79. So there we go. Sorry about that. Okay, let's go down into Bristol, Virginia, right on the Tennessee border.
The race is on your good time. Rock and roll station, AM 980 WFHG, Bristol.
And deeper and deeper into the south we go. Here's North Carolina's 980.
98 AAA, WAAA, Winston-Salem.
Well, okay, that was from 1992, I have to admit. Let's go back to 1971 and see what they sounded like.
This is WAAA, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Well, maybe you should have left the first one alone. Let's go south of the border into South Carolina.
7329. And give them a call Monday, because I don't believe anybody's around today.
WACS 980 in Somerville.
It's high noon. Here we go. More music on WACS, America's hometown country.
And we're beginning to hear that hometown country all over the country as we drive from state to state. Okay, Dale Hamm contributed this next one.
WLMX, FM and AM, Rossville, Chattanooga.
And another from Dale. Actually, you know, Dale, I came up through Hartwell, too, in Georgia, but I think this is your recording.
Hello, folks. This is Rick Busby of Heaven Bound. For the best in Southern gospel music, tune in to WKLY, 980 AM in Hartwell, Georgia.
And those of you who are long-term subscribers to the DX Audio Service know that I would never record this next kind of music, therefore this must have been Dale Hamm, too, in Perry, Georgia. I'm kidding, Dale.
Tell a friend, the 50s are on radio again.
Cool Gold, WPGA, oldies rock and roll from Perry.
Of course, there's one other possibility, Dale. Maybe wife Linda recorded that one. See, she takes one of the radios, and she's responsible for it during our trips. But I that couldn't be my... As a matter of fact, this next recording from Florida, this is more my speed.
You're listening to 98 Gold, WBSS, Pompano Beach, Fort Lauderdale. Two lawyers in the Ed Meese case changed their mind. UPI News, I'm Ron Amadon.
All right, now that's music. Of course, you know, Tim Hendel, you may have recorded that one for us, too. What can I say? I don't have all of my notes and records here in the motorhome as we travel around the country, but we'll be back home probably in putting together the December tape. We'll be doing that for the next time from our home, where I have all my records. We'll see. Right-ho. By the way, that was an old call sign, because that was recorded probably 1987, 1988. That call sign today is...
It's 8 o'clock. For winners only, 980 AM WWNN, Pompano Beach, the motivation station for Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and the Palm Beaches.
Good Monday morning, the 9th, and a pleasant day is in store for us. Digital radar weather upcoming. I'm
Well, that's about as far south as we're going to go on today's travelogue, but let's head back north toward the Midwest with a stop off so far in Gainesville, Florida.
AM, WLUS, Gainesville.
AP Network News, I'm Lori Butterfield.
Goodness, sounded like Christmas music, except that was recorded May 11th, 1992. Up into Alabama country.
Invited now to listen to a gospel program with Sister Blossom Jones.
And then in 1972, coming due north out of that part of the country, let's get into Nashville.
This is John Wolf, inviting you to hear University of Tennessee basketball on the sports voice of the Big Orange for over 30 years. AM 980 WSIX Nashville.
From EDC News, I'm John Grimes.
Well, 30 years, okay. They may have made it through 40 years, but I can tell you they didn't make it through 50 years. This was recorded earlier in 1992.
Broadcasting the truth of God's word throughout Middle Tennessee, WIFN Nashville.
This is BBN News. I'm Hank Farrier.
And that format is by no means unique to WIFN in Nashville. In fact, in a recent letter that Dale Hamm wrote me here about a month ago, he pointed out that of eight stations he had been listening to in Birmingham, six had a religious format. Kind of a very interesting trend, I think. Let's go into Ohio, the western edge of Ohio, south of Lima. You know where Lima is. Yeah. This is Dayton.
The one for country music and more. WONE, Dayton Springfield.
Of course, Fred Vobey lives in Lima, but with a good radio and a good loop antenna, he can get rid of the local that's right next to 980 and pick up WONE, I'm sure. We'll go right whizzing past Fred and Phil Wayne, too, and go up into Michigan. Otsego, Michigan.
WQXC, FM and AM, Otsego, Kalamazoo.
Now that's a song I like. Okay, let's go to the western edge of the Midwest. We'll go, first of all, along into Illinois. We have a couple there. And this one's along the eastern edge of Illinois. Yes, that was Son John's contribution to today's travelogue, in fact. Now, let's see, we have one more in Illinois. This is, I gotta look this up. I don't remember any other K calls in Illinois. I could be wrong. Anyway, this is one.
This is Steph Glazer. Thank you so much for sharing your afternoon with us here on KSGM Chester, KSGM FM, St. Genevieve, Perryville, straight up 4 o'clock.
And a short distance over the border into Wisconsin for more Mark Strickert territory.
You're in tune to WPRE and WPRE-FM, Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, Marquette, and McGregor, Iowa. It's 12 o'clock and time for the bet.
It's time now for Football Saturday with Brian Manthe, Matt LePay, Jim Irwin, and Elroy Hirsch.
Now, I can put a date on this next ID because it was recorded right after John and his wife Joanne were married. That makes it just over 11 years ago, doesn't it, John? This is up in northern Wisconsin.
Right now, the lakeshore, 53 degrees.
WCUP 98 Country, Manitowoc.
Yeah. Wife Linda and I took the northern route home from Indiana after the wedding to New Jersey, where we were then living, and picked that one up indeed. Now, let's see. As I say, I don't have my records with me, but Mike Dukin, this one, this next one has the earmarks of your part of the country on it, so we'll say that Mike Dukin recorded this for us. I think he did.
We are the station to tune to for Packer games and information. We are Radio 98, WNBI, WNBI-FM in Park Falls.
And Mike, if it wasn't that one, perhaps it was this one.
Rain is in the forecast, possibly mixed with snow tomorrow.
Cloudy and 48 at this hour, and your radio dial is all set for the afternoon. It's at AM 980 or FM 93.7. The place to relax and be refreshed, WAYL Richfield, WAYL FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Now, that's an old call sign in the Minneapolis area, and as a matter of fact, as soon as Skip Dabelstein moved out of Overland Park, Kansas, and moved up there into the Minneapolis Twin City area, he sent me a total band scan. So, Skip, here's one of yours.
Good morning, Minnetonka. Temperature is 6 above. Sid Caesar's at the standards for television show.
Now, wait a minute. That isn't right. Carl Dabelstein sent me a recording of KMZZ, and they are licensed to Richfield, but like the other Z-Rock stations, they're apt to say Minneapolis in this case. The one in Portland, Oregon, took me 2 hours to get them to say the name of the town they were really in, which is Milwaukee. Milwaukee, Oregon, by the way. So, anyway, here's what Carl sent. Sorry, Carl.
When you really want to rock, you want Z-Rock 980, KMZZ, Richfield, Minneapolis, St. Paul. The Steve Show.
Oh my God, he's in the studio and he looks awful today, man.
Hey, he did say Richfield, didn't he? I'll be darned. Okay, very good, Carl. Hope to see you in Omaha and the rest of you too, but we'll talk about that. Let's see, let's go down into Kansas City, 1971.
KMZZ.
A grand hour a show till we give away the dough on the Cash One, KMBZ, Kansas City, Missouri.
KMBZ.
Instant music on the Mike Murphy Show.
I mentioned this 5 years ago when we used that same ID on the travelogue when we did this before. I love that cueing a cart on the air on a big metropolitan station. Tisk, tisk. Let's go to another metropolitan area, Shreveport, Louisiana.
It's 12:04 in Shreveport. KOKA with B.B. Bird Brain Davis till the big hour at 2 o'clock.
And being a very discreet person, I won't comment further. Let's move west into Texas for a couple.
AM, KMPQ, Rosenberg, Houston.
The I-10 connection, KHOS AM and FM in Sonora, and KYXX FM in Ozona.
Okay, time to hit the far west now. Let's start in L.A., the City of Angels.
I'm Bob Howard. This is KFWB Los Angeles, where the news watch never stops. Group W, a Westinghouse House broadcasting station serving Southern California in stereo. KFWB News Time, 7 o'clock.
This is KFWB, All News 98. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
60 degrees and mostly cloudy.
Ah, what beautiful command of the English language, but can he speak Spanish?
KCTY.
Now, we have had two subscribers over the years from this Northern California city, Scott Johnson and Bill Roberts, and I don't know which of them, because I don't have my records here, sent me this Eureka ID.
Hey, I know the game is on now, but I'm Bruce Williams. Stick around for TalkNet right after all the festivities right here on KINS 980.
Good morning. It's 14 after 7 o'clock. You're listening to the North Coast News, Sports, and Information Center. This is Rob Armstrong, CBS News. Stay tuned to KINS and the CBS Radio Network for complete news, sports, and information coverage. And for news from across the country and around the world, it's CBS News on the Hour. On the news authority for the North Coast, KINS 980 Eureka.
So you see how fair we are. We give two IDs, and that evens it up nicely. Our most northwesterly United States station, at least at 980 on the dial.
AXDD Yakima, KUTI Sila Yakima,
Starting off with Janie Fricke and Your Heart's Not In It.
And KUTI is the AM break, Cutie Radio. Oh, dear, terrible things. Okay, we'll wrap it up with three quick ones from north of the border.
This is CFBL Radio, 980 London, Canada.
This is CFBL Radio News,
23 Celsius degrees.
Thanks to Charles Ray for that one.
This is a CKGM news break to 12 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Richard Deschanel.
Ici Radio-Canada.
CBV 980, Québec.
And for Ernie Holt, that 980 is 980. Got it. Hey, that was our last station for today's travelogue, and I'm way over, so I appreciate it, Fred. We're going to be looking forward to seeing everybody in Omaha, and for those of you who can't make it, we'll be right back here with the 990 tape a month from now. Hang in there, everybody.
Okay, John, thank you very much, and hope to see you at the convention along with son John S. Bowker, and of course, Phil Wayne will be there, and a lot of the editors and people that you listen to here on the DX Audio Service. Hopefully we'll be there and you'll be able to get to meet them and talk with them, and we're going to really have a good time, I think. It's going to be a great time. Well, as you know, we're kind of a little out of sync here on the DX Audio Service because last week I had a vacation and also did a business trip out to North Dakota and Wisconsin, and then next week is going to be the convention. This week I'm moving over all the paperwork and the offices over to our new studio, and it's just been chaos. In fact, I'm sitting in a very cramped little area. I still got all these boxes to unpack with all the carts and stuff. I got a whole stack full of carts sitting up here, which I got to file away. Anyways, what I thought I'd do is just kind of wrap with you about the DX Audio Service and get some comments from you and some information and pass along some stuff to you. First of all, I hope everyone knows by now that all the old addresses we've given you, say 2 months and more in the past, all those old addresses are invalid. The only addresses you should have now for the DX Audio Service are our post office box and street address. If you're going to send something to us by United States mail, send it to the studio address, which is Great Northern Broadcast Company, post office box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. Now, if you're going to send something to us by, say, FedEx or parcel post, has to go to a street address. Street address is 706 McKenzie. That's M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, in Lima, Ohio, 45805. It's 05 out here on the street address. So now you have those addresses. Anything else? Forget all the other addresses. The only other address which is even vaguely tied into the DX Audio Service is the one up in Mansville, New York, and that's only if you're ordering, say, a back issue of a tape or, say, an After Dark edition or convention tapes or something special, something out of the ordinary. Otherwise, it all comes here, including your checks. And be sure that any checks are made payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated, National Radio Club, Inc. And we'll take the checks, forward them to the treasurer, and of course now we're maintaining the database right here. So if you have an address change or a question concerning your subscription or something, please send it here to us and we'll take care of it. In fact, you can give us a call on the telephone at area code 228-4199, and that's the studio address. It's a business, and open 9 a.m. Eastern time till 5 or 6 or so p.m., and if you get the machine for any reason, which starts out and says, with a female voice, says, thank you for calling Great Northern Broadcast Company. Anyways, just press the star button, and as soon as you hear it beep back to you, then just leave your message. Okay? And be sure to leave us, if possible, a telephone number where we can get back to you. We've had about three people recently who have changed addresses, and we're getting the tapes back, and we have no idea how to get a hold of these people. So please, if you're going to be changing an address, get the information to us soon. If possible, give us a telephone number when you're renewing so that we can enter that into the database. It's not going to be given out to anybody. Don't worry if someone calls and says, hey, I need so-and-so's phone number. No, we're not going to give that out. That's just for us in case, say, the post office kicks back a tape or something. I can give you a call and say, hey, by the way, I got your tape back. What do you want me to do? So if possible, be sure to give us a telephone number. And if you're not going to make any changes and you can, please send us the phone number as soon as you possibly can. Maybe just take it on, write it on a postcard and send it in here, because this new database that we've got, I'm trying to put a lot of information into it so that, if, for example, we have one member who works in a band and he's on the road a lot, and I can send him a tape and it might not get it for 2 months. Well, I just want to make sure that, I have that information, so if I get a tape back to him and I call him or have somebody call him and say, what happened to your tape, and I don't get a hold of the person, it's not a case of panic situation. I know he's not going to be around for a while. So I'm trying to get all this information together just so that we can serve you better. Now, speaking of serving you better, we've had a couple of people express some complaints that, say, for example, on Market Scope, that we're not making the entire tape air checks. Well, I don't know how that impression got around, because we've always done Market Scope as just a feature within that we only feature some air checks. And also, some complaints have been registered that the Market Scope is too long. Well, again, we get into a problem there where we can either edit it down real tight, or we can spread it over a period of months. Now, what happens when we do the New York market, or San Diego, or San Francisco, or something? It's going to be as long as Jacksonville, or if you do Toledo, it could be even equally longer. What I would suggest is that if you have a genuine concern about something, or a complaint, a concern in the audio service, rather than calling the action line and eating up the time on the machine with a complaint, which we will not put those on the musings for members, because they really are not amusing. Amusing is for someone to tell a little story about maybe some DX that they've heard, or a change of a radio station, a format change or something. It's not a complaint number. In fact, no business should go to the DX audio service action line. That's only for musings, giving information, bulletins, and other types of stuff related to the hobby. But if you have a complaint, drop us a letter and let us know, because we do keep track of this stuff. And I'll be honest with you. If it's one person that doesn't like Jerry Starr, we're not going to change the entire issue for one person. However, if we can see a trend there of things that look like we could serve you better by cutting back a column or adding more of a particular column, we'll consider it. I mean, this is not a case of the Fred Vobey show on tape. It's for the members. It was designed back in 1985 for people to get the information out to you, and it's somewhat of a service that we would like to provide. And if we're not doing that, we're failing miserably then. So we really need to get a track on what's going on. In fact, what I would suggest doing, getting back onto the address situation, why don't you just get a postcard or a letter and jot down a few details for us. First of all, put down your name, your address, city, state, zip. Okay, so we can compare it against the current database and make sure the information is correct. Print it out the exact way you want it. Put your phone number down there. If the phone number which we can call if we have a tape problem or something like that. And then just give us some comments. Tell us what you think about the service, what you like, what you don't like. And let's see what's going on, okay? I can't promise you that we're going to have, like I said, radical changes if one person wants one thing changed. But on the other hand, if it looks like there's a trend and we can mold things and change things, I think we can do a pretty good job at it and change things around. So God knows we put enough money into the studio. Oh, geez. Talk about, you probably heard about the movie The Money Tree. Boy, this is, I need one of those real, real bad. Anyway, we're going to be out at the convention in probably a week, so if you call and don't get us, we're going to be en route probably on probably the 2nd we're going to be leaving, and won't be back until the 8th or the 9th. And after that, we should be back into our home here and having a good time. I can't think of anything else really to pass along to you at this particular point. Everything seems to be cooking along real good, and things seem to be under control since our contractor messed us up about 9 months ago here. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do for the remainder of this tape. I'm going to put on some IDs, which I recorded. I rigged up, much to my wife's chagrin, in her old, brand new old station wagon, I rigged up a little patch cord off her radio and ran it into my little Sony cassette deck here that I use, and recorded the stations as we were driving down the highway, okay? In fact, I haven't listened to this tape back, so I don't know how bad it is. But John Bowker, here's a preview of what you're going to be getting at the convention, okay? Let's sit back and listen here.
North Langdon.
Bob Simmons. KNBK. 1080.
Oh, baby.
Sounds like North Dakota.
And this is BS here. Welcome to Friday, your last official wake up of the week. The weekend right around the corner. Oh, Jeopardy after the Garth Man.
News from NBC, 10 o'clock Central Time at 11:30, KBMR, Bismarck Mandan.
NBC Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jeff Finch.
Sunny skies, 64 degrees from your information station, KNDK Langdon, Walhalla Cavalier. It's 11 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nolan.
And to provide the tradition of only the finest in funeral service, Oliver's Chapel, 251 South Central Avenue in Valley City. This is KOVC in Valley City, and in 20 seconds, 12 noon.
This is listener-supported public radio, KFJM AM 1370 in Grand Forks. The time is 12 o'clock. Currently, the temperature in Grand Forks, 72 degrees.
On 1330 KDRQ.
USA Radio Network.
Best memories 24 hours a day on KBOX Moorhead Fargo.
In Fergus Falls, scattered showers and thunder showers, looking for a high today in the middle 70s. Serving west central Minnesota and eastern Dakotas for over 65 years, 1250 AM KBOX Fergus Falls. Good afternoon. It's 2 o'clock, 64 degrees in Fergus Falls.
KJJK AM 1090.
With Sarah Vaughn, and make yourself comfortable.
Glad to have your company. A bit past 4 o'clock and from Minnesota's fastest growing city, we're Rockin' 101. WHMHFM, 660 AM, WVAL, Sauk Rapids, St. Cloud.
Rockin' 101, Minnesota's best rock.
AM 1030 WMIN for the original hits, wonderful memories, and so much more.
Radio 630, WDGY, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
WDGY, Twin Cities.
AM 790, WEAQ. That's one song you'll never hear.
Thrift stores and most stores where auto supplies are sold.
This is WMEQ, Menominee.
Gold, WISM, AM 1050, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
WRPQ,
Baraboo.
Tonight's lotto jackpot at $6 million. Sunny sky, 73 degrees, officially at O'Hare High this afternoon, near 83. Time at the tone is 11 o'clock.
This is CNN Radio, WMAQ, Chicago.
come home to our country. K-Country 1510 AM, WAUK, Waukesha, Milwaukee.
And if you can't figure out exactly how we did that trip, it was down 52 out of North Dakota to 94 and 94 to Chicago, and then we hopped 30 and took that all the way into Lima. And that 1510 ID was the last one on the tape, John, because we figure you have everything else east of that. And if you don't, you and Linda got to come back east and pick them up yourself. So there. And one last thought here before we get off the tape, and that is, you know, with every disaster that happens in the world, such as the earthquake out in Oakland, just recently the Hurricane Andrew, we always wonder about our members that are down in those areas. If you just went through a Hurricane Andrew, you might want to just drop us a card or a letter and let us know that you are okay, and let us know what's going on, okay? So we are genuinely concerned about you. And that's it for the DX Audio Service. The sounds you're hearing are the dumb geese that were on the farm that woke us up every morning at 5:30. So I'm going to let you listen to them for the rest of the tape. See you in 30 days.